The number of COVID-19 confirmed or probable deaths reported in long-term care facilities in Massachusetts has risen to more than 4,300. One of them was Catherine Forrester, who was living in Agawam when she passed away.
She died on a Friday. She turned 90 on the Tuesday before she died.
Daughter Lynn Johnson says her ma was one of 11 children and grew up down south. She moved to an apartment with a screened-in porch on Sherman Street in Springfield, Massachusetts in the 1960s and raised four kids while working as a seamstress at Aero Elastic.
She came here to be better, to do better.
What did your mom love?
Dunkin' Donut glazed donuts. My son... That's what he did when he got up from work. He took her glazed donuts. She loved that. It was sweet, you know.
She's remembered as an affectionate woman and a great hugger.
The little grands. Oh, she just hugged them, and called them. And, you know, like, them little ones, they just want to play. They ain't want to be bothered and stuff. And she'd say, come here, give me a hug.
Gathering the family for the holidays was important to her.
She could cook. She was good at cornbread and dressing.
Are those two of the best recipes you've taken?
Yeah, I picked that up. I picked up that dressing. I had to look and look and, you know, I don't care what you cook from somebody else. It's not going to be the same. Mm-hmm. It could be close, but it's not going to be the same.
What are you going to miss most when Thanksgiving rolls around?
Whether I wouldn't be able to make that dressing or not, I'm saying, you know, that's going to be hard for me.
The woman who sat on the left side in the back row of Springfield's Mount Calvary Baptist Church wearing a black hat was Catherine Forrester.
You couldn't tell who was under that hat. That hat was so big.
Her big black hat had a big brim.
And it had a big, well, the hat was big too. It had a big bow in the back of it, a black net bow.
According to her daughter, Catherine attended that church for more than 50 years and was known as being a dresser. Lynn Johnson says she'd go clothes shopping with Catherine.
She spent a lot of time picking out her clothes and stuff, you know, what she was going to put together.
Catherine Holden Forrester died on April 24th of complications from COVID-19. She was a resident of Heritage Hall East in Agawam. This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy.